The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on this Monday, September the 24th. Andy Holding back fit and well and refreshed after a little bit of a break towards the middle to back end of September, just to recharge the batteries, and hopefully we can come back in decent form as eight races greet us here at Fairy House this afternoon. The chief race, of course, comes in the shape of the Blenheim Stakes at 5:15. Very much a competitive field to the rest of the card, with big fields very much the order of the day. Set to be a dry afternoon over there at the County Meath track. Good to yielding, good in places are the conditions to greet the runners, beginning at 3:15, which is a claimer for two-year-olds over seven furlongs. And I pretty much like the chances here of Face to Puck Out, who's been a very consistent colt throughout the season, been kept busy by Joseph O'Brien, as is often the case with that stable. And I could forgive him his run last time out at Listowel, albeit he didn't run too badly in the face of very bad ground at the Harvest Festival. That was only 14 days ago. Prior to that, he chased down the very useful Cardini, who is very much a pattern horse class-wise. And I've repeated that run in this fairly modest race. Surely must see this Cobbake celebration go close here, despite his rather tricky draw. Stall 11 round the outside. It could have done with a slightly lower draw. Only the Brave would be the other one I'd mention, but she just looked a little bit one pace down in Down Royal the other day, and unless the cheek pieces have a really desired effect, I wouldn't necessarily want to be getting mad stuck into Sarah Lynham's filly around about the 94 at time of recording. So Face the Puck Out, a much more wiser choice at the prices, let's say, in the opener. On to the 3:45, a seven furlong maiden for the three-year-olds, and quite a trappy one as well at time recording, around about 5-1 the field, which tells you the complexities of this particular contest. I wouldn't really give too much hope that Simona is going to break her debut in a hurry here. Only rated 71, not one of Dermot Weld's better horses in the yard, that can safely be said. And at 6-1, she gets the chuck out. I had been a big fan of Ancestral early on in the season, but she's very much gone the wrong way. And even though the blinkers are on for the first time this afternoon, stall 16 rather puts me off her as well. So we're left with a couple perhaps to fly the flag for us in this race. And I do think there are a couple of decent prices worth playing. Course to Fly is the first one to mention. A gelding by Exhilaration. Nothing first time on a Leopardstown, but stepped on that up on that markedly when running at the Curragh last time out. Despite being 50-1, this horse finished very strongly to finish an eye-catching fourth behind Lucetta. And given that he was drawn 27 of the 28 runners, which was very disadvantageous, I'd have to mark that performance up by this 3-year-old chestnut. Nicely drawn today in the middle of the pack, ran about 9-10-1 this morning. Makes plenty of each-way sense there with Course to Fly. Now, the other two to mention, let's say, are out of the same race in brackets, and they are Kingsfield and Lappet. Now, they both finished fourth and fifth, respectively, at Navan the other day. Lappet was fourth, but she'd had the benefit of a previous run here over the course and distance. But the big eye-catcher was that Kingsfield, who's been well back this morning. I can certainly see why Joseph O'Brien's colt has come in for such strong support, because he was a long way behind at halfway, only to finish his race off very strongly. Now, 4-5-1 isn't the greatest price on offer, let's say, but he's probably got the most upside and the most potential and improvement in him, so he's definitely worth a mention. And I certainly think Lappet at 25-1 is also overpriced based on that run. So quite a trappy race. I've mentioned two or three that I think will run well and a couple that won't. Course to Fly would be my number one choice, and I'd definitely keep an eye on both of that Lappet and Kingsfield out of that Navan race. On to the 4:15 then. Not a particularly strong race by any stretch of the imagination. I thought Gustavus Weston ran really well first time up on debut at Gowran the other day. And quite a decent little race, but unfortunately he's been drawn right out in the car park here in stall 17. And for those that don't know Fairy House well, that it's not impossible to overcome that wide berth, but certainly makes life difficult, particularly for a two-year-old having its second start. So I'm going to go with Flow of Words here from the Jim Bulger stable. Much Better Birth in stall number 9. And similarly to Gustavus Vesten, as showed a bit of promise on debut, and that was also at Garran just the other day, only 2 days ago, behind Circus Maximus, a horse that was very well touted from the Aidan O'Brien stable. And given that the ground was heavy and not a great deal was expected of this horse at 20-1, I thought he shaped pretty well, just getting tired late on. I think the drop back in triple certainly suit him, being a colt by Vocalise, Jim's star sire, if you like. A lot of Jim's are by Vocalised. And they're a pretty robust bunch to boot. So, Flow of Words, around about 11-2 top prize this morning. I think I'll come forward quite well enough here to be certainly in the shake-up in that 4:15. On to the 4:45 then. Quite a trappy little nursery to get our teeth stuck into here. But I do think Tenax has got quite a bit going for him here. He's been very consistent throughout his career so far. He managed to win a couple of starts ago at Tipperary in pretty decisive fashion, when he had his old rival Lord Rapscallion back in third. Indeed, every time he's met Johnny Murta's Lord Rapscallion, he's managed to finish ahead of him. So there's a decent chance that he'll do that again today. Nothing wrong with his run the other day over 5 furlongs at Navan, when he was just taken off his feet. I think the step up in triple definitely suit. I think Joseph O'Brien's identified that quite quickly. And he's drawn his stall 1 as well today, which is a huge, huge bonus. So Tenax, fairly solid. It's hard to get away from, really, from his chances. Around about the 5-2, 11-4 mark is the choice there. On to the best race of the day then, the 5:15. And without a shadow of a doubt, pound for pound, the best horse coming into this race, based on his performance on debut, was Invalid, who really did catch the eye with his victory at Leopardstown. He was unfancied. He was the second string of Jer Lyons's. They had the favourite, Burmese Waltz, who was heavily backed. And it looked as though that Burmese Waltz was going to justify position in the market when he went to the front over 2 furlongs out. But along came his stabber companion to absolutely obliterate him with a decent turn of foot from the 2 furlong pole onwards. So much so that he won pulling up in the closing stages. And I was hugely taken by that effort. He's obviously got quite a good engine, this horse. The only slight negative I could find is Jer Lyons is going through one of those sticky patches at the moment that every trainer hates. He hasn't had a winner for a little while. So I'm hoping that this horse hasn't suffered from perhaps one or two of the ailments that one or two of his stabber companions have been under. Because if so, then I do think he's certainly got the ability to win a race of this nature. Invalid would have been a much, much stronger suggestion had the Jer Lyons horses been in much better nick. On to the 5:45 then. A couple that stand out here for me are Caranel and Captain Power. We'll deal with Caranel. Yet to win a race in 6 starts, but she's been knocking at the door. And I actually think dropping back in trip will probably suit her here. I made plenty of use of her last time out in the first time cheek pieces. And in the end, she was just run out of it by True to Herself. But the time figure was very good. And considering she's drawn 12 or 12 and there were 4 lengths clear of the very consistent Waiting for the Day, I think that form is certainly good enough to see her go close here. Along with Captain Power, who could have been better drawn in stall 13, but the one thing he's got in his favour is that he loves this 6 furlongs here at Berry House. He's run here 3 times, winner twice, and second on his only other visit. And that came early on this season behind Kindly in quite a trappy little 6 furlong event. He ran well from the back of the field at Dundalk over 6 furlongs, again doing his best work at the end. So I'm pretty much convinced that Captain Power will go well here, despite the burden of 10 stone. On to the penultimate contest then. And the straight back selection here would be Aspen Bell, who's had a little bit of a mini break, having run well in the early part of the campaign. Her last run came at Nace over 5 furlongs, when she ran well despite bumping into a well-handicapped horse. Once again, she run to a very consistent level, but she's definitely better over further. And a tight right-handed turning track is definitely what she wants. She's run clockwise way round 6 times. She's won twice, finished second on 2 other occasions. And her run at Listowel 2 starts ago beyond Fit for Function would definitely give her excellent chances of getting back on the winning trail. So Pat Martin's mare, Aspen Bell, is the each-way choice there in the 6:15. On to the 6:45, and quite a trappy race to conclude the card. I've got a lot of time for quite a few of these three-year-olds in this race. Arthurian Frame has been a regular on the podcast, and albeit he never cut much ice the other day at Cut the Curry in a hot handicap, he didn't get the clearest of runs up the inside, so I definitely think he'll improve. I do like Lethal Power and the way he's going as well. Nothing wrong with his victory the other day down in Garran when he appreciated the step up in trip, and I'm sure you'll get a decent run for your money out of Johnny Murta's colt by acclamation. But I'm going to go with Aztec Eagle here, who was a good winner first time out at Cork and then went to Stoll the other day, very well backed. only to get bogged down after a start in the mud. Now, I know he won on soft ground first time out at Cork, but it's just impossible to make the ground up from the back of the field at Listowel. So I really did upgrade this horse's effort. First time in a hot handicap, carrying top weight. The way he kept on in such a tenacious fashion that I thought that was a really good effort by this colt to achieve what he achieved in the end. Now, he's back on better ground today. He's drawn well. Ran about 81 this morning. I think he's been overlooked here because people have probably thought, well, that's as good as he is. But said there are mitigating circumstances at Listowel the other day. So I'm hopeful that Aztec Eagle have proved me right and run a nice race for us there in the final race round about the 8-1 mark. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got a couple of days off on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, but hopefully you can join me again on Friday when our normal fare of Dundalk continues apace. We've got a really good meeting there beginning at 5:30 as usual on a Friday, so I look forward to your company then. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.